I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Graywall Estrada or Graywall lang?
Graywall.
Okay, Natalie Graywall, diba? Diba? Lakas mo ka-afam. Guys, may, ano na tayo? May ganap na bakunawa na tayo? May ganap na bakunawa na
padagas? You're the presence of a bakunawa. Bow down.
Bow down. Hello, mga kapitbahay! This is Yudes!
This is Sari!
Athena here! And
this is Natalie!
And you're listening to
Go Dancers!
At sa ngala ni Ina Zarcon Bolivar, ginagawa namin ang episode na ito ngayon. Mami Ina, literal Mami Ina.
Congratulations!
Pagaling ka.
Congratulations!
Congrats, precious Paula Nicole. Ay, nadamin niyo. Ang daming yun.
PPN? Anong meron kay PPN?
Hindi pa siya yung nanalo.
Ah, ang tagal na.
Hindi tayo nakapag... Oo, ang tagal kasi since nang last na nag-record tayo. Pero all in good time naman kasi andito naman, di ba guys? Kasi guys, ang tunay, sa tunay na buhay, si Natalie ang totoong Taylor Swift. Every year, may, kailangan may pasahog.
Alam mo, hindi ko na unintentional mga
Taylor Swift. Diba? Every year, may bagong album si Taylor Swift. Every year, may bagong pasahog si Natalie. Ano? And Natalie, ano? Green, ano?
Graywall.
Diba? Natalie Graywall, diba? Graywall Estrada or Graywall lang?
Graywall.
Okay, what? Natalie Graywall, diba? Diba? Lakas mo ka-afam. Guys, may, ano na tayo? May ganap na bakunawa na tayo? May ganap
thank
na bakunawa
you,
na padagers.
You're the presence of a bakunawa.
Bow down.
Guys, gusto lang namin i-share habang nire-record namin to. Nakikita namin yung marital bed ni Natalie Graywall.
Bakunawa namin.
Guys, dapat ano?
This is where the magic happens. For I'm just saying.
This is where the eclipse happens.
Girl.
Dapat ang challenge for this whole episode, every time I mention niyo yung full, yung name ni Natalie, hindi pwedeng Natalie lang, Natalie Graywall na dapat. So,
starting na. Ako, si Natalie Graywall. Okay lang. Sado ng narcissistic. Okay lang.
Let's feed your fantasy for today.
Okay, so ako ba yung ano? Kasi ito ba yung comeback?
Comeback episode mo. Sige. And our topic is tamang-tama din, no? Sa pagbabalik ni Natalie Graywall. Today, we're talking about changes, diba? And new chapters and beginnings. And I think it's very, very, I think, apt for a lot of us here in Kadazers right now because we're really starting new chapters or in new junctures in our life right now. Some of it, you're already updated, some of them. But today, we'll take this time to talk about it, some of them in details, no? And we're very, very excited to have you guys with us today. Of course, ang pagbabalik ni Natalie Graywall. So mga kapitbahay, no? So just a bit of an explanation then kung baka nagtataka kayo, tang inantagal nyo naman na wala ko, Dazers, ano ba nangyari? Well, it's a lot of things, diba? 2 weeks or a week ago, nagkaroon kami ng false alarm dun sa labor ni Ina. So, akala namin, kakain na mga anak na si Ina. So parang sige, wag muna tayo mag-record today. Ano muna, bantay baby muna tayo. So bantay baby kami nung first week. And then finally, nung ano na, the week after, dun na talaga nanganak si Mami Ina. Tapos saktong-sakto, around that time din, nung pagkano na din, nung pagkano, pagkabalita ng nanganak na si Mami Ina, nag-message na si Natalie na, guys, I think I'm ready. Si Natalie Graywall, message si Natalie Graywall sa amin na, guys, I think I'm ready. And then, saka kami, oh, sige, putain na, mag-ano muna tayo. Sige, let's take this 1 week to prepare para sa pagbabalik ng ating, ano, na ating nieces, di ba? So, and today, this is the day na talagang things came together. And while Ina is recuperating, di ba? Guys, send her well, your well wishes through Twitter, Facebook, this Facebook group natin, di ba? Send her your well wishes. So, new chapters. Ay, na napaka-fresh na ano ng topic natin. Eh.
Oo nga, parang kayo new chapter tayo in the span of like, ano ng Kodazers.
No? Ilang seasons. So. Well, I think that's a good, question to start off with. Do you think new chapters is a one-time, big-time thing? And how many new chapters can we really avail for ourselves? Sige, let's start with that question. No? Start natin sa'yo, Natalie Graywall. Given na, I think, you know, veterana ka na sa new chapters.
Girl. Hindi ko na alam kung anong 4.0, 5.0 ako ngayon.
But ikaw, do you think that one is afforded? How many new chapters can one take in one life?
I don't think walang makakadictate eh. Like, how many chapters you will have in your life. And I don't think it's wrong to reinvent yourself as many times as you want. Like, I mean, if you feel like reinventing yourself for the betterment of like your life, why not? So, hindi ko alam. I mean, personally, I think meron yung reinvention ko, mas madami pa sa ibang tao na tipong like matanda na. Pero, and that's okay. Or yung iba naman, mas madami na than me na, and mas bata pa sila. And that's okay too. So, I'm not really sure how to answer that.
But in terms of what they call this, of your own reinventions, no? The married life is one of the things you, I think none of us ever thought is you will be availing anytime soon, no?
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah, diba?
I didn't, like, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, pag sinabi niyo magpapasal ako, like, what the fuck, no? So, parang, hindi ko rin alam. But it happened,
Do you think it's something deliberate? This is something that everyone can answer. Do you think new chapters are deliberate or is it something that can come out of the blue? That can come, what they call this, punching you out of the blue?
I mean, it can come punching out of the blue rin naman and it can be deliberate. Like I said, you can dictate it. Like, it can punch out of the blue if something happens sa'yo na unexpected, na beyond your control. Like, Yeah, death in the family. Wag naman sana like a baby na unexpected or you know any phenomena na darating sa iyo na hindi mo ina-expect would cause something to like trigger a new chapter in your life. Or pwede rin naman deliberate that you would actually plan na okay, I would start a new life, I would move to a new city, na plinano mo talaga siya. So ayun.
What about you, Athena, Sari? Do you think, what's your take on this? Is a new chapter only a new chapter if you say so? Or is a new chapter when the structure falls down?
For me, it's changes happen when it happens. You know, sometimes hindi nga natin napapansin. Nalirealize na lang natin siya later on after
settle
down. Diba? Yeah. So I think changes like happen when it's supposed to happen. And when it doesn't necessarily when you need it or it just comes na pinlan mo. It can be either that or it can be like out of the blue na parang may spontaneous thing na nangyari.
Nag-push sabi nga ni Ari.
Oo. But then, kasi syempre, through all of that happening, hindi mo marirealize na, oh, I'm changing as a person. I'm changing my life. I'm going through a new chapter in my life. Pero after mag-die down ng adrenaline rush from that scenario, I think dun mo palang marirealize na, this is a new chapter in my life. I think,
actually, nandun ako sa point na parang alam kong nasa new chapter ako in my life. Pero like, let's put it in terms na like I crossed a border. Nandun pa ako sa nakikita ko pa yung dati yung kong
previous life mo.
Previous life ko, sobrang clear. And I'm like, sobrang na-overwhelm ako na, wow, anong nangyari? Like, parang bigla yung shift. As in, hindi ko alam eh. Like, siguro kaka-TikTok to, pero parang bigla talagang shift sa energy. It's not the same anymore. It's not at all. Like, nothing's the same. Like, I don't live in the same house anymore. I don't really talk to the same people as much as I want to anymore. So, parang surreal nung feeling na nakikita ko lahat na parang 2 years ago, a year ago, I was there and I know I was doing this and I know na parang ito yung plans ko. It didn't turn out as I wanted to, pero it feels good, pero like, wow, like sobrang iba lang. Like, ulat na ako saan ako dinadala talaga ng buhay. Like, parang wala akong plinano sa lahat ng nangyayari. So, yeah.
How's about you, Sari? What's your take on this?
Sabi nila, di ba, ang constant lang sa mundo na ito ay change.
Death and change.
For me, it's more on hindi mo siya pinipili, darating na lang siya. Siguro kasi ako yung tipo ng tao na wala akong, na sinusunod ko lang yung agos ng mundo. So, ayun, mag-a-adjust ka na lang sa kung saan ka niya dalhin, ganyan.
And it's not a case of being just simply letting the currents take you, but rather accepting what life gives you.
It's more on having faith.
Yeah.
It's more on having faith na...
grabe, iba yung perspective mo, Sari.
It's more on having faith na it will turn out into a beautiful story. Anyway,
I know. Yeah, that's a really good point. Like, parang iniisip ko kasi like yung previous plans ko was like I was so vocal about me wanting to be like a theater actress, like an actress. I mean, I still want those things, pero it's not like a priority right now kasi like I'm again in a different stage in my life. Tapos parang alam mo yun, ina-accept ko na lang kasi dati parang nilalaban ko lagi na hindi, kailangan ko itong gawin. Pero hindi siya pwede na eh. Hindi ko siya pwede. So instead of like fighting it, like, alam mo, nagpadala na lang ako sa August and mas may peace kasi hindi nga siya pwede na kasi hindi ko siya pinilit talaga. Pero
alam mo, mama, later sa sharing, sa sharing person, feeling ko dyan ako may ma-share. Yung fighting the current kasi saan ako dala-dala pakiramdam ko. But in any case, but in any case, sige. Okay, so right now, how would you say if this is a chapter, no, yung our current standing in life, what do you think is the parable of this new chapter for you? What are the lessons that you feel like you're learning right now? Like, for example, for you, Natalie, I mean, even if wala pa siya doon, pero what do you think life is trying to teach you right now in this particular juncture of your life? You with married life. What is married life? What is the parable of married life for you? No? What do you feel like it is trying to impart to you?
Siguro mas yung tinatry impart sa akin, like, more on, like, the stability. Kasi it's something that I really lack. I mean, for the past years, ayun nga, ang dami kong chapter. Paiba-iba ko ng ginagawa, ng career. It might be like something psychologically related. It might be something na environmental. I don't know. Or baka ako lang yun sa person. Hindi ko alam. So, it's nice na right now, what I do is just like work and like come home to my husband. Alam mo yun, yung may stability na ganun, may husband, alam mo yun. Anyway, may husband. May inuuwian ka na lang, yung may stable ka na ginagawa. Unlike before, na hindi ko alam kung saan ako pupunta, kung saan ako aano. So, it's nice. Tapos parang, ngayon mas natututo akong mag-continue to like, mag-focus on dun sa something na magkakaroon ng long-lasting effect on me than temporary fun. Sobrang malala dati yung fear of missing out ko. Ngayon, in fairness, wala na akong ganun. Like, I don't really care if like, some of my friends, kasi I do have some friends here. Friends here in the US na, like, I don't care if, like, they go out this night, or they go out for a good night on a Friday night, diba? Mm. Dati parang isip ko, tang, and I have to be there. Pero now, like, I'm more contented na, ito yung gagawin ko, mas naiintindihan ko yung routine na I have to rest, because, like, Monday may trabaho na naman. Mas nagigets ko na yun now.
Is I'm sorry, Shirley. Tama po ba yung number na natawagan ko? Si Natalie Graywall po ba to?
Yeah. Pero hindi, kasi parang ito ka, tas, it's part of, like, growing up. Like, kailangan mo nang i-prioritize kung san mo rin ilalagay yung energy mo. Kasi tangin natin, energy ko, it's different from, like, 2 years ago.
I think it's a different thing for you because you were, I mean, for better or worse, you were thrust into this very adult responsibility of a married life, eh? Diba?
Yeah, I know.
So what they call this, there was this force of change sa equilibrium mo.
Well, yeah, that's true. So, yeah.
Do you like it, married life?
I like it. Mm-hmm. I like the feeling na may inuuwian ka na some. I like the feeling na may long term kang kasama.
Yes. I'm so proud of us. Oh my god.
But I like the feeling na meron akong kasama, kasi all these years I feel that I was, like, alone. Kasi wala akong stable na parents, wala akong, like, I have friends but they also have their own things. So it's nice that you have someone that you can, like, just go home to, and, like, I like it. I like it a lot.
Oh, I'm so proud of us. Growth.
So proud of you, Natalie. Growth.
No, ano nga eh, parang,
that life.
That was one of the hard lessons I had to learn, you know. Well, not recently, but over the years, no. Especially during the pandemic. Friends are nice, friends are good, but at the end of the day, friends are friends.
And alam mo, baga, nandun na tayo sa season 10 ng Friends.
Oo, na parang sinasabi ko na, as much as we want to be able to do the things for the friends, for our friends, no, at the end of the day, we're still just friends. There are limits to what friendships can do. Especially adult friendships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're younger, you have this sense of limitlessness. Na parang, anything and everything for my friends. But then eventually, you know, you grow up, and life kind of teaches you a thing or two, and then you kind of realize that parang shit. Like, for example, diba, parang, I'm not going to cry. Like, for example, when nung bago lito ka sa America during your first few months, diba, lagi ka nag-message sa amin how everything was so terrible for you. I mean, things are okay, alam mo yun. Things are okay, but things are also terrible in the sense na, you know, you feel uprooted, you didn't have anyone to be around with. So, like, parang, this is the limitations of friendship. Kasi, tangay na, hindi naman pwedeng i-jeep ang America, di ba? wala namang P2P papunta America. And
alam mo, yeah.
And even then, sabi natin, even if we're that type of friends na kaya na jet setter, we have that, ano, if you have
your own lives. Then.
Yeah, di ba? Parang, in-imagine ko eh, parang what if, iniisip ko, sana ano na lang, I'm one of those people na, you know, can readily travel anywhere. And then iniisip ko, but then what? That at least going to be okay for one day or 1 week, ganyan. And then of course, I have to go back to my own life. And I've seen it happen, hindi lang sa circle natin ng Kudazers, but for everywhere else, diba? In my other circles of friends, you know, just, you know, like, for example, last night, Toto and I were talking. Kasi, one of our similarities is we have a small group circles of friends. And then sabi niya, it's nice to have a small circle of friends. Sabi niya na, we're in, na pwede mong ipag-rely yan. Sabi ko, yeah, it's nice, but at the same time, it's also the problem there is when life starts to happen for each of you. Like, for example, right now, Keisha, so yung nagpahirap, ng Zoom sa amin dati, na when we were starting Kudazers, she's now in Bali. Diba?
Doon na ba siya naka-base?
Hindi pa naman naka-base, pero in and out na siya ng Bali.
Oh, okay. She plans to move someday.
Magvivilla Buong siya doon. Diba, my other friends, they're already with kids.
Yeah, so like everyone, like the change was sudden. Na parang all of a sudden, dun tayo sa parang fresh grad party, parang yosi, inom all night. Tapos biglang suddenly getting married, having kids. It was like, hindi siya yung something na parang, oh guys, stop na tayo ah. Tapos, lahat. Sa ganun eh, na parang, kasi parang, nung 26 ako, pag tinanong ako, by 28 girl, pasal ka na. Sabi ko, hindi pa, nung tong ina ba party pa ako, gago. Hindi ko out, it's out of my control.
But then it does happen, no?
Yeah, and, it does happen.
Parang sabi ko nga, diba, parang, alam mo yung year, sa college mo nun, well, siguro hindi na sa mga ano, sa mga college ngayon. Pero yung year ng college, na ang dami mong debut na ina-amendan.
Girl, ngayon kasal.
Ngayon for binyag.
Sa mga baby.
Binyag, kasal. Ngayon, andun na sa, ano, sa binyag, kasal. Sabi ko nga, putay na. Hindi ako nagmamadaling magpunta doon sa stage ng buhay ko na susunod ko lang susunod pupuntahan is mga lamay.
Diyos ko.
Ibang batchmate ko, ano na, bonus na yung ibang batchmate ko, grade school graduation na ng mga anak.
Oh my God!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello, may mga ganun na song.
Have you heard the good news? It's time to get our sheep together. Join me, J. Paul Hernandez, on the Holy Sheep podcast. I'll walk you through the common questions and issues in the Catholic faith. What does it mean to be a good Christian? What makes you a bad follower of Christ? Tune in as I answer all that and more. Plus, you gain more Ligtas points here in the Holy Sheep podcast.
May question ako sa inyo. Kayo ba? Andun pa rin ba kayo sa stage na pag nalaman niyo yung friend niyo buntis? Parang sinasabi niyo, hala, ang bata niya pa, paano? Ay, shit, putay na. Adult naman ako.
Andun ako sa stage na yon. Feeling ko, every pregnancy ng mga kabatch ko ay still teenage pregnancy. Parang sasabi namin, ano sabi ng mami niya? Hala, pagchichismisan yan sa mga kapitbahay. Well, alala ko, tangin na 23 na ako, pwede na, off age na. Oh my gosh.
Oh girl, off age na yung mga tao. So parang ako, okay, go. Bala sila. Ako na din ako kasi ako sa parang yung environment dito. It's very different na parang yung mga mas bata pa sa akin, mas adult pa sa akin. So like talaga mas planado nga buhay nila dito eh. So tipong hindi na ako nasa-surprise kasi ngayon like yung environment and like yung group of friends parang ganun na. Parang, yeah, I'm planning to have a baby. Parang, ah, nice. So parang,
are you at the stage? Are you at the stage you feel?
Or no, not yet. Parang we're planning to like, you know, save a little more. Tapos parang build a little sa career para prepare for it. Because it's not easy to raise a kid. Like, ayaw na maglabas ng mundo na parang, oy, hello, idadamage kita ngayon na. Prepare ko muna.
Nakakainis yung idadamage kita ngayon.
Damage na kita, lalaki kang damage. Parang gusto namin prepared as much as like parehas kaming alam mo yun, damage as a person. We don't want to impart that to a kid, so we want to prepare.
How's about you, Athena? What do you feel like life in this particular juncture of your life? What do you feel like life is teaching you now? now, you know, more or less like Natalie, you're now for the first time in a very stable relationship. You're now in a comfortable, relatively comfortable stage of your career. Wala ka na dun sa part ng para kang bagong panganak na tupa or bago kang panganak na giraffe na alam mo hindi ka makalakad and stuff like that. Although di ka makalakad ngayon kasi, di ba, ano, recovering COVID patient ka.
Well, for me, actually, naninibago pa din ako at ngayon kasi wala pa kaming 6 months ng boyfriend ko. Pero it feels like years. Kasi, you know, we're secretly living together na secret. Kapag narinig ng nanay ko to, hindi ah. Ayan.
Hindi mo yung automatic na isip ko, hala, alam ba yun na magulang? Naisip ko, matanda na kayo, girl.
Pero, yeah, so we're living together. And every day, parang I'm building a deeper relationship with this person. Parang napapansin ko na yung changes na parang, oh, wow, I really like this. I really like living with this person. Kasi before, you know, sometimes nairita pa ako na parang, ambayan, I need my space. I need my own bubble. Parang, like, I want you out of this apartment, like, for just a few days. Like, give me time. Pero right now, parang, oh, I can't sleep without a person beside me. Parang ganon. Kasi, parang, di ba ngayon, sabi nga ni Kuya Yudes na COVID ako. So, we're sleeping in different beds. Kasi meron akong bed dito, di ba? Na isa pa. So, he's sleeping sa other bed and I'm sleeping in my bed kasi nga, COVID patients kaming dalawa. So, sometimes we hang out sa bed niya na parang magkatabi lang kami. And then, nagkaroon ako ng deeper appreciation sa relationship namin wherein hindi na kami, wala na kami sa stage na yung lagi kaming nag-sex, yung ganon. I mean, nag-sex pa din kami madalas. I mean, ganon. But like, hindi na siya yung honeymoon phase. Pero sabi ko, feeling ko hindi ko malalapasan yung honeymoon stage. Kasi yung mga boyfriends ko or mga naka-fling ko for the past few days, few months ago, ay laging honeymoon stage lang and then ito all simmer down kapag when things get hard. Pero ngayon parang ang weird kasi alam kong wala na ako sa honeymoon stage namin. Alam namin both na wala na kami sa honeymoon stage. Pero we're still okay. And mas okay kami actually kasi yung fights namin, they never happen na as intense as it was when it was nung beginning pa lang, nung nagkikilala pa lang kami. So parang the more that we know each other, the more na alam namin na, okay, galit siya ngayon. Okay, so I know how to approach this person na, ganon. And I think career-wise, I like the stability a lot. I mean, everything in my life right now is stable. Which I think is great for me. Kasi, you know, 2 years ago, I think this goes for all of us. Kasi, like, diba, tayo yung kinds of friends that will drop everything that we're doing for this person. So, like, if this person is, like, breaking down, okay, we'll drop everything that we're doing right now and we'll go to that person and we'll, you know, hang out. Ganon. And we literally hang out every day for, like, 2-3 years, ganun. And I think that's why we have this kind of friendship then, as strong as this, because of that. And right now, yung change na yun, you know, looking back 2 years ago, I wouldn't, like, if you would say sa younger Athena na yun na, I would be in this place, di ako maniniwala sa sarili ko. Kasi, I mean, I think this goes for all of us. Like, hindi tayo maniniwala na we're in these places right now. Kasi, we're doing a lot of things.
Are we? will I?
I mean, we're doing a lot of things na walang direct... Or walang direct point of ending. And I would think na... I think yung ang nangyari lang talaga is nag-simmer lang lahat yun. Parang wala naman nagsabi sa atin na this is the last time we'll hang out with each other for the last time. Na yung time lahat. Diba? Wala namang nagsabing ganun. Like, this is our last night out. This is
pero
our last
time. Pero kailan kaya tayo nag-last time nag-hangout?
Tayo ate, I think yung uminom tayo sa bahay nyo. Yung nag-samgyup tayo. Yung may swimming pool pa.
Oo, yun nga.
Yun. Pero yung sa lahat tayo, I think, feeling ko nag-teatro pa tayo or something. Pero yun, like parang, di ba, nag-simmer lang lahat ng nangyari. Tapos parang walang direct point of ending talaga. And then we're in just a new chapter in our lives. And that's okay. And sometimes mahirap tanggapin yun.
But we especially, have to
kasi it just
settle
like,
with the...
Tsaka it's just life happening sa atin. Mm-hmm. And just like, yeah, you know, kapag ka kinakausap yung mga friends ko before, like parang, oh nga no, looking back, ganito tayo a year ago. And then right now, we're in stable relationships na. And then I kept so proud of us kasi literal, in just one year, a lot can happen. And like, ang daming growth na mangyayari sa buhay natin. And I think that's great.
Yeah.
Anyways, andito si Ate Ina. She's coming in.
Ah, talaga? Yay! Ay! Putang Ina!
Hello, Ina!
Ay, hi, Mami!
Hi, Mami!
Hi, literal, Mami!
Hindi ako pwede magsalita. Dumaan lang ako.
Diba? We're
Kvathers. So cute.
Kompleto tayo.
Kaya nabang wala akong tulog. Uy, guys, sorry, ininterrupt ko kayo. Anong topic niyo?
Changes.
Bunga.
New chapters. Bunga. Diba?
Bunga.
Ano na? Two of three ng Kvathers kasal na.
Two of three? Wait lang, lumubuhok.
Two of five.
Girl. Yung mata din nag-improve.
Yung mask mo, girl.
Uy, nag-improve naman yung iba. 205 na pa dahil. Guys, just in case sa mga ano na nalingat na mga kapitbahay natin, kaya kami tahimik kasi sleeping si Bebe, kasama natin ngayon si Mami Ina as our convolivar.
Yes.
Diba? Sige, okay. Sige. So, sorry, what about you, no? I want to focus on this very new exciting thing about you. For the first time, no? After so long, you're now living in your own place. How's the change?
Alam mo, paano ba? Kanina ko pa inisip kung paano ko sisimulan to eh. Kasi, alam mo, at napag-desisyonan ko na rin na sasabihin ko na lang. Kasi recently, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. And I've been living with that all my life pala. So, that's the reason behind, parang ang hirap maging consistent, everything is too high or too low, nothing in between. And there are a lot of things that I really wanted to do in my life, but I really can't.
Because there was something inhibiting you, diba? Yeah, or something was preventing you from it.
I understand mental health issues before, but not as clear as now. Kasi sakit pala talaga siya. Like, diabetes, ganyan. And, nitong mga nakaraan, nung na-diagnose na talaga ako, and nagkaroon ako ng parang existential crisis or kung ano man yan, na parang lahat ba ng naranasan ko in life, hindi yung totoo? Or na-amplify lang? Alin doon yung totoo? Sino si Sari without the highs and the lows? And nung tinanong sa akin yun ng psychiatrist, kasi sobrang naiyak ako kasi I'm not sure anymore. So, ngayon na nakalipat na ng bahay and very peaceful dito. At nag-take na ako ng medications. For the first time in my life, naramdaman ko kung ano yung feeling ng normal na tao. Yung nasa gitna lang. Pwede ka palang magkaroon ng routine na hindi ko alam kung maintindihan ng marami, pero sobrang hirap nun sa akin all my life. Ngayon, nakakapag-yoga na ako every day. And ewan ko, mas nakikilala ko yung sarili ko and mas nako-convince ako na kung sino talaga si Sari. Hindi siya yung highs and lows ko. Yung puso ni Sari yung si Sari.
Yeah.
At hindi ko madedenay yun dahil kahit nasa gitna na ako, malakas pa rin yung puso ko. So, hindi siya nawala. Hindi siya.
Yes.
Hindi na ako nagdadalawang isip sa nararamdaman ko masyado kasi parang mas pinatunayan niya lang sa sarili niya kung sino siya.
I'm so terribly happy to hear that.
Maliban doon, may mga panahon na medyo kinikilabutan ako kasi sobrang lakas ng synchronicities, coincidences, and yung pakiramdam na kinakatok ako ng universe. Sobrang lakas niya na hindi pwedeng hindi ko siya pakinggan. Kaya nga sinabi ko kanina na I have so much faith. I have so much faith in me na kaya na sa akin tong ganitong klase na sitwasyon ngayon is because it's gonna turn out into a beautiful transformation. Syempre may takot kasi
it is.
I'm going to live that. I am going to live my life with this. But hindi naman ibig sabihin na hindi ko mabebefriend yung monster na yun. And
you're not the monster, Sari. I think that's a very important reminder that will always be coming from all of us, no?
And kasi this sickness got the best of me. My hopes, my dreams, and a lot of things. And people in my life. So, I will not let that happen again. It's nakakatakot na na makain ulit ako nung sakit na yun. So, kahit may ultimo pag-inom ng kape, hindi ko ginagawa. Pagkain ng processed food, natatakot ako. Kasi I just really don't want to go back there anymore in that darkness. I know it's gonna come from time to time all throughout my life. But at least now, alam ko na kung ano yung kalaban ko. And at least now, I know how to handle it para walang ibang bagay o tao na maapektuhan. I'm just so glad na parang lahat ng mga nasa isip ko na plano or habits that I want to build, it's easier for me now. Easier. And I feel blessed to, I don't want to sound preachy, but I feel blessed to feel the universe or God every day. Na parang minsan kulang na lang nasa harap ko na si God dahil lahat ng kailangan kong marinig, maramdaman, ma-experience, binibigay niya.
At the right time.
And ayun, sa totoo lang, just waiting. I'm just waiting what's next. Kasi
while you recover on the side.
Parang dinadala niya ako sa kung saan eh. Dinadala ako pabalik, papunta. Hindi ko alam, pero alam ko lang na may nagbibit-bit sa akin. Parang ganun yung pakiramdam. And I'm thankful na sobrang helpful nung gamot. Kasi, yun nga, nakakatulog na ako ng maayos. And everything is easier. Like, hindi na ako nahihirapan bumangon para maligo. Just yung mga kapitbahay, kung alam nyo lang, in the past 3 months, isang beses lang yata ako sa isang linggo o dalawang linggo kung maligo dahil hindi ko talaga mabuhat yung katawan ko. And it's a serious disorder na it can kill you. It killed my dad. Apparently, my dad is bipolar and nakuha ko sa kanya yun. And yun nga, namatay na lang siya. Nag-check out in life. Naging bedridden nang walang sakit. But that, ayun. And salamat dahil alam mo yun, may gamot for
you
that.
Know, kasi kung you hindi, don't have a chance to break that cycle.
Ano na lang mangyayari sa akin? Ano na lang mangyayari sa mga tao sa paligid ko? Ano na lang mangyayari sa buhay ko? I really appreciate my life. I'm just happy for the second chance. And I am ready to get back everything I've lost. My hopes, my dreams. Pero little by little. But I'm just glad na nararamdaman ko yung universe sa parating ito ng buhay ko. Kasi it's not easy to learn about it nung simula. Like,
it is not.
Kung nalaman mo may cancer ka, nakakatakot mamatay. With bipolar, Nakakatakot mabuhay. Nakakatakot magkaroon ng close na tao sa buhay mo. So, parang ako, nung simula, sobrang hirap nung tanggapin. Pero dahil mas naging malinaw sa akin na kung ano yung laman ng puso ko, kung sino si Sari, and ang strength ko yung heart ko eh. I hold on to that. I hold on to that very tightly. Kasi that's what's gonna bring me back. That's what's gonna ground me pag medyo naging unstable yung ano ko, yung monster in me. Well, si friend. Because friends na kami.
I'm so proud of that.
Friends na kami. And sabi ko, alam ko kasama kita all my life. So dapat maging BFFs tayo. You cannot hurt the people I love. You cannot damage my heart anymore. You cannot take away my hopes and dreams. I will take good care of you. So please don't do that again. Yung darkness na yun.
Hugs for Sari.
Sari.
Hugs. And we're very proud of you for taking this step, no? Yes. For you, for yourself, Sari. More than anything else, we're proud of you. And I think it's very nice to finally hear you talk about, you know, the good things. Because for a while, no, while you were undergoing through, when you were going through the worst, you were really, I don't know if you can remember that conversation.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Na parang Sari, lagi ko sinasabi, Sari, it breaks my heart whenever you make yourself small in these situations when in fact, I think you deserve so much more. And now, you know, you were able to take that first step, diba? I promise myself I won't cry. And I'm not. And I'm just terribly happy right now to hear that you're not in a much better place, diba? It's a new, again, like everyone else right now, it's a new chapter. I think very passe na yung term na yun, but really, it is for a lot of us right now.
Boy, balita ko, nasa Spotify na tayo ah!
Ah, syempre naman, at dahil dyan, ini-invite namin kayo na makinig sa Spotify ng Team Payaman Talks!
Team Payaman? Podcast? Spotify?
Gusto ko yan!
Ina, ikaw, do you want to talk briefly? Do you want to? How has motherhood changed you?
Ano, walang tulog. Honestly, no, nothing's gonna prepare you for it. Nothing. I'll just make it short. Kasi magpapadede ako in a while, in like 5 minutes. Sobrang type A ko. You know this, di ba? Sobrang type A ko. I had the Excel sheets. I downloaded all the apps. I studied everything. I have 3 books. Diba sabi ko, before I got pregnant, sabi ko, pag nabuntis ako yung mga books ko dun sa parang little library ko, yung mga non-fiction ko, babasahin ko siya kasi I have time, I'll stay home. Pero when I got pregnant, I ended up overstudying. As in, I studied a lot. As in, I studied a lot. Tapos, I did all the tipid hacks. Like, sobrang tipid ng tipid hacks ko yung I got everything secondhand. I almost didn't spend on anything except cloth diapers. And a few parang gadgets na kailangan. Nothing's gonna prepare you for it. Sobrang type A nung preparation ko. I swear to God, parang I had crates, different crates, labeled na ito yung mga ganyan. As in, super duper. Like, if you know me as a dramaturg, ganun ko hinandle yung pregnancy ko. As in, I had an Excel file kung saan nakatago yung mga gamit. I had an Excel file for the stuff na hindi ko pa nabibili. As in, ganyan. Tapos sobrang tipid ko. As in, ganyan. And then, I down for labor, nag-aral ako ng mga breathing, ganyan. Nag-download ako ng mga meditation.
Nagamit po ba?
Nothing. You throw all that away when the pain comes. Nothing. None. Whatsoever. Nothing. As in, wala. Sabi ko may mga meditations pa ako sa phone. I didn't even whip out my phone halos. I only brought out my phone to tell my husband na labor is beginning. Tapos hindi na. The next time na chinat ko siya was 11 hours later when I was done. As in, wala. As in, sabi ko, I'm gonna keep calm during labor. What? I'm not saying this for all women, because may mga ibang babae sa labor room, they're so quiet, and then basta sobrang grabe ang galing nila, hindi sila nagsasalita. Ako talaga, buti na lang sa pay labor room ako. Tapos that night, ako lang mag-isa. So the two doctors and one intern, sa akin lang nakatutok. Kasi nag-pre-eclampsia ako eh. So my blood pressure was very, very high. Tapos naka-monitor ako the whole time. So I couldn't, di ba, plano ko sana pag nag-labor ako, maglalakad-lakad ako. And mag-lean sa wall. Yung mga pre-practice ko, nag-stretch ako. Wala, I couldn't do that kasi nga pre-eclampsia ako. So the whole time, nakadikit ako sa mga monitors. Tapos nag-a-alarm yung monitors pag sobrang taas na ng BP ko. Tapos, ang nangyari was, I was passing out. Ganong kalala. As in, magigising lang ako because of the pain. And then after the contraction, mahihimatay ako. As in, yung mararamdaman ko, gumaganon yung mata ko. Tapos may one time na narinig kong nag-alarm yung monitor. Natakot ako. I really, tinawag yung intern. Sabi ko, Nikki, I'm panicking. Tapos alam mo yung intern na yun, ang bait-bait niya, because she was just there holding my hand the whole time. Tapos sabi ko, Nikki, sinasabi ko sa kanya, Nikki, I'm scared. Sabi ko gano'n, Nikki, I'm scared. Sabi niyo, kaya mo yan, ma'am. Tapos nilalagyan nila ng cellphone yung belly ko to keep my baby awake. Para kasi nga, di ba? Oo, may music. Now,
follow the light.
Oo, follow the light. So, nakapatong yung cellphone ng intern sa belly ko. My God, I asked for an epidural, pero yung epidural dumating, literally, iirin ako. Ito yung nakakatawa doon. Ang bilis ko, they were saying,
Gay question, what's an epidural?
Yung anesthesia, for para wala kang ma-feel na pain. So, ang nangyari, parang, sabi nila, ma'am, sigaw ka kapag feeling mo, yun yung signal eh, ma'am, sigaw ka kapag feeling mo natatai ka na. Siguro mga 7 cm pa lang ako or 6 cm, pumutok na yung tubig ko. Tapos sabi ko, sumiiyak ako, sabi ko, may pumutok ako, may lumalabas. Tapos sinacheck nila, sabi, wala naman, baka naihi ka lang. But of course, I was so sure, it's my body. Actually, yun yung tip ko sa mga kapitbahay natin. I know you're still young, but in places like that, especially hospitals, a lot of women come back with traumatic stories of birth. But ang tip ko sa inyo, you have to be so assertive. You really have to be. Kunyari, sabi ko, pumutok na yung tubig ko. Wala, naihi ka lang. Kasi kahit even when I was in pain, I said, pumutok na yung tubig ko. So they had to check. So lumalaki na nga, di ba? Ang bilis ko mag-labor. Sobrang bilis. Parang 11 hours. I mean, 11 hours is not that short. Pero for a first time mom, medyo mabilis yun. Tapos sabi, sigaw ka kapag feeling mo natatai ka na. Ma'am, when she said scream.
Theater.
Ma'am, yung kung napanood yung labor room, kung ano si Opaline, ako yun. As in, sabi ko, Doc, nandiyan ka! sabi ko, anong feeling mo? Tatatay ako! Kasi nagwawala ako. Tapos nakahawak ako sa railings nung bed. Tapos yung kawawa talaga yung intern sa akin, Nikki!
Nikki was a friend. Nikki deserved her stars that day.
Ma'am, minsan niya pa nga natatawag ko siyang Vicky. Tapos, nung dumating yung epidural, pairin na talaga ako. As in, tapos wala pa yung OB ko. So, kailangan siya antayin. Sabi, ma'am, naalala ko, nung nagka-false alarm ako, sinasabi din nila to sa babae sa tabi ko, ma'am, huwag ka munang iire. My God, it was so impossible. Ma'am, huwag kang iire. Tapos, sabi ko, andyan na kasi, andyan na. Sabi, huwag kang iire. Tapos tinuturukan ako ng anesthesia. Hindi niya magawa ng maayos. Kasi nga pala, gusto ko nang umire. Sumisigaw ako ng, stop, Ina, stop. Gumaganon ako. Kasi nga, iire ko na yung baby. Alam mo yung ginawa nung resident? pinasok niya yung daliri niya sa cervix ko para hindi ako umire. So nung binadala ko sa delivery room, yung pepe ko may daliri sa loob.
Oh my gosh!
Kasama siya sa kama. Baka ganun yung finger niya sa pepe ko para hindi ako
so
umire.
Intimate.
So intimate. I forgot that doctor's name. Pero nakaganun yung finger niya sa pepe ko kasi... Five stars talaga sila ba? Meron pa yung sabi niya, wag kang iire, wag kang iire. Tapos sabi ko, wag ko na! Sabi ko, wag! Tapos sabi, ma'am, wag mo na iire kasi wala pa yung magtuturok na anesthesia. So bisigaw talaga ako, wag na natin siya antayin! Lalo sa pepe ko! Tapos, pero grabe yung relief pagdating ko sa delivery room. Ang daming tao pero wala ka nang pakialam. As in, nothing's really gonna prepare you for that. Tapos yun na, bubuhusan na nila yung pepe mo, bubuhusan nila ng kung ano-ano. Siguro mga apat na contraction lang nalabas ko yung baby ko. Tapos alam mo, ang tapang ko talaga, sabi, oh ma'am, sa susunod na contraction na, nauna na ako, sabi ko, I feel it. Ito na yung contraction. Push! Tapos, ipupush ko, diba, up to 10. Push! Tapos sabi, okay, rest. Sabi ko sa'yo, sabi sa doktor ko, ayoko, ituloy natin. Tapos bawal kasi may sound. Bawal may sound. So sabihin nila, tawag sa akin ng doktor ko, Tin. Ay, ayan, umiyak na yung baby ko. Ayun, sabi niya, Tin, walang sound. Anak, wait na ayaw naririnig ng anak ko. Ayun, tapos pag-uwi, really nothing's gonna prepare you for it. Lahat ng binili ko, lahat ng inorganize ko, halos di ko nagamit. I mean, magagamit ko. Pero not in the way that I thought I would. Nasabi ko, oh, dito ko aabutin yung mga ganyan. Itong damit na to, papasuot ko to pag ganyan. Wait, ma, yung name ng game sa newborn, Speed. Kung ano madampot mo yun. As in, I thought I was gonna be so organized. Hindi talaga, I swear to God. Because you have to accept that you're a mess. That's the change. I mean, there's a mirror in my room. My God, I look like a mess. Pero parang, I never thought na dadating ka sa point ng buhay mo na, fuck, wala na akong pakialam. As in, sobrang... Pero hindi naman ako takot. It's just that I just don't know what to do sometimes. Sometimes I'm so scared na parang, humihinga pa ba to?
Oh my God, nakakatakot yun!
Oo, tapos konting ganun lang nung baby ko, magigising ako. Tapos parang, oh my God, anong ginawa? Did I do wrong? Ganyan. So, nothing's gonna prepare you for it, I swear. Parang I thought having 10 caps was gonna prepare me for that. None. I thought reading. Wala. Wala talaga. Nothing. It's just that. But the thing is, you still have to prepare. Because, at least meron kang arsenal. For example, parang yung mga breathing, nagamit ko naman nung active labor. But not in the way I thought I would. Yung parang zen, hindi. Parang, I have too many baby things. But good thing, I have too many baby things. Kasi kapag hindi nag-work yung isa, magsiswitch ako ng tactic. Like, sleep sacks or ganyan. Teka, feeding time na 12:38 na. I'm 8 minutes over my feeding time.
Parang ano, parang live video cast ng artista ng bagong panganak. Yung mga napapanood ko dati. Like, at yun po, si Ina Azalcon Bolivar. Congratulations with her brand new baby.
Hashtag baby. Wow. If you told me today that we're going to do a live podcast, we're going to do a podcast recording with a live baby on board.
Oh my God, the name change is like may biglang baby. Like, you're not a member na may baby. See you next. Wow.
Yeah, I think everyone nakapagsalita na.
Ikaw, Yud.
Kamusta naman with all the changes in your life right now?
I feel like andun na naman ako sa part na where I'm slightly resistant of the changes that are coming towards my direction. I mean, I want to accept them. Really, I do. But I want to accept that event suits is the way to go for now. But then, every now and then, life is throwing me curveballs na, oh, there's this production and they need your expertise. Oh, there's this production and I want to hear your thoughts about it. And I feel bifurcated dun sa gitna and hindi ko alam kung ano ipaprioritize ko because I know I need in order for me to survive yung itong first few months ko sa work, no? I'm going to need all my wits about me. But at the same time, I also know na I can't say no dun sa mga opportunities that are being given to me. if theatrically, because I know I need that in order to live. I need that in order to make sense of my life. I think that's what I'm trying to learn right now, no? Parang, how do I find value now in myself now and right now that I'm somewhere in the middle? Because, you know, gusto ko mag-focus sa pag-events mo lang, di ba? Office worker. But at the same time, you know, since I'm learning things from scratch, I feel like yung sense of accomplishment mo from day to day, it's not as much. Tapos biglang may magbabato sa akin ng theater problem and I'm going to do something na would literally take 2 weeks for other people and I would finish it in one sitting. You know, I would finish it in 30 minutes. Ito ba yung problem ninyo? Ito ang gawin ninyo? Ito yung solution nyo dyan? Pero ganun yung nararamdaman ko now na parang I want to focus on doing my work right now because I know I need everything in my arsenal in order to survive or figure things out, even the most simplest things. But at the same time, I'm so terribly good at what I do in theater. Na parang, imagine yung ginawa ko for 30 minutes was worth more than what I was able to accomplish in 2 weeks na work ko. So sometimes that gives me pause and kind of like makes me rethink things. But I also know that I have to, you know, alam mo yung motto ko nung when I said yes to the venture was if anyone can make it happen, it's going to be me. And mm-hmm. I have to keep believing that because if I lost faith in me, I can't pull this off and I need to pull this off. And I think that's what I'm relearning right now, no? And I think that's what life is teaching me right now in this new chapter. That is to start placing faith in myself again, no? Because I think that's one of the things that I really lost after such a long time. And I don't want to make a business out of it, no? Or I don't want to make a long drawn out. I don't want to talk about it as a whole long drawn out thing. But that is what I'm trying to figure out right now because I need that youths back. I need that youths that, you know, has faith or has a sense of sureness dun sa ano niya, sa mga decisions niya. And I think that's it. That's the lesson. That's the parable. It's rehabilitation. And that's something I'll figure out. Mm-hmm. I still don't have it figured out right now. But yeah, that's what I'm learning again all over.
Well, kasi ano naman eh, life is about figuring things out as we go. So
Yeah.
So you don't have to have things figured out right now, but it will come. But right now, it's great that you're trying to accept na you're in a learning curve.
Yeah. It's just ano lang, frustrating lang na when you see na parang I should know this. Parang I shouldn't have missed that. And then suddenly, diba, lilipat ako, mag-change hats ako, pupunta ako ng prod, or pupunta ako sa isang rehearsal space and suddenly, boom, 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 boom. And then masasabi ko na lang, tangin na, where was that energy? Where was that attitude when 1 hour ago when you were in that meeting? Diba? Parang, where's that sense of, ano, where's that sense of spontaneity? Where's that sense of logic when you were talking to your, ano, when you were talking to your clients, when you were talking to your bosses? Where was that? I think you needed it most there. Alam mo yan? And I think now it's just a case of, you know, trying to find the attitude of theater youths into events youths or
workers.
So, but yeah, I'll babalitan ko kayo guys if we have breakthroughs. But you know, with today's episode, no, I think that's the only word I have for it right now. I'm just terribly happy now while, you know, definitely this conversation, new chapters put to the fore or made things apparent na, you know, more or less, for better or worse, we've been displaced by the events, with the happenings of the past few months. But I'm also happy that we still have that, you know, we can still sit down and talk about it and just be, and for a while, we regained that sense of what was. I remember one of the things na sinabi ng one of my mentor, you know, my our choir instructor from before. the situation, she passed a few months ago. So rest in peace, ma'am. And I remember there was this one instance choir na she was confronted by an old friend publicly. Para siyang kinall out, kumbaga. Para siyang Twitter call out. Na parang, you did this to me, ganyan. And then one of the things that she said there na, kunwari, Teng yung pangalan, no? Teng, things have changed, but not everything has changed. So, if you want to fix this, there is a way. And that's always when, you know, that was a phrase that, you know, that stuck to me for until now. That happened, what, 10, 15 years ago? 15, 20 years, almost 18 years ago. And I still remember that. Things have changed, but not everything has changed. And now, and that is that is one of the things I'm reminding myself now, that things have changed between all of us, for all of us, but not everything has changed. Mm-hmm. And I hope that ability to sit down and have a conversation about it, I hope that's one of the things that will never change in all of us. Because what is life without conversation? What is life without the kudat? Diba? You know, just to be on brand. And I'm as usual, I'm very thankful that, you know, you're trusting us, diba? More than your casters, more than your friends, but also as casters, because, you know, it's not easy to talk about this publicly, despite our very limited audience. No, still, it's still a challenge to talk about this in public, because to talk about it publicly is to admit it publicly and to limit it publicly. No, and thank you, Athena, thank you, Sari, and thank you, Natalie, and thank you, Ina, na nagpapadede na ngayon na for, you know, sharing those stories all over.
I guess.
Ayan, makakapit bahay. Oh my God, diba? Akala nyo magbabaklaan na kami today, no? Pero hindi, nagkaroon na naman pala ng saysay itong pinag-usapan natin. So we'll just put a trigger warning na lang siguro at the start of the episode, no? Or at least in the caption. So, makakapit bahay, maraming salamat sa pakikinig. Maraming salamat sa paghihintay ng bagong episode. Guys, marami sa inyo yung nag-message sa amin ng bagong episode. Ito na, guys, na nangako ako, diba? Nangako kami na may bagong episode this weekend. Ito na yun. And we're so very happy to have with us back in Kadazers, Natalie Graywall.
Yeah,
of course, yes. It's always my pleasure, you know, to grant you guys my presence. Charot! something on, you know, may mga hindi nagbabago. Tinagalog nila, nakalimutan yung English eh. Hindi nagbabago. And that's me. So, yeah.
And makakapiway. So, nai-connection nyo itong kuda na to. Message us or, you know, tweet about this in Twitter or post about it on Facebook. Tag us. Everything is at Kudazers. And that's KUDAZZERLs. And also, we'd like to take this chance, of course, para pasalamatan ang Podcast Network Asia for your continued support. Tayna Podcast Network Asia. Single pa lang si Natalie. Ngayon kasal na siya.
Yes. Salamat po. Unay na, binibigyan niyo ako ng pangkabuhay.
Ayan, maraming salamat podcast na at Network Asia. You the best. Guys, we're also encouraging everyone to listen to our co-affiliates. If you want to give them a listen, just visit Podcast Network Asia's website. And wow, nakatapos na rin tayo ng episode after such a long time. Maraming salamat mga kapitbahay. Thank you sa patuloy at patuloy na pakikinig sa amin. Maraming salamat. We hope nag-enjoy kayo with today's episode. Again, this is Yudes.
This is Ari.
Natalie.
And Athena here.
Yo, let's listen to
Kudazzers.
Kudazzers. The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.